I'm glad that we have this opportunity where we can come together once a week and study God's Word and worship Him and learn more about Him. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The word all means that there is no exception to the rule. Every man and woman on this earth has sinned. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you would, go ahead and turn to Psalm 51. Psalm 51. We'll be reading there in just a moment. Psalm 51. Since every man sins, that means that we have sinned. And tonight we're going to be briefly looking at the Christian response to sin and what we are to do once we have sinned. Psalm 51, and we'll be beginning in verse 1. We'll see the difference between a choice that can either result in eternal pain and torture or eternal salvation in Christ Jesus. Verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. When we as Christians have sinned, the first thing that we need to do is confess our sin. Verse 3, for I acknowledge my transgression. And then we need to realize who we've really sinned against. Verse 4, against you and you only have I sinned, being God. But once we've confessed our sin, the next step is to repent of our sin. Verse 12. Restore me to the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. And once we have repented, we've confessed and we've repented, and we've been forgiven of God, what we must do next is in verse 13. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. Once we have repented and we've been restored and become one with God once again, we are to sing joyfully His name, teach transgressors His will, and live out and turn away from what we've sinned. If you realize that you are living in sin tonight, we encourage you to confess and repent. And if there's anything that we can do for you, we encourage you to come to the front as together we stand and as we sing.